Zechel Shavuos, Daf Tazayin, the second line from the top of Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah on Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, we learned that it's possible to extend the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash as well as the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and the Mishnah taught us, Eim Yisifal Al-Ir Val-Azores, El B'melech V'Navi V'Urim V'Turim V'Sanhedrin Shalshim V'Echad, U'V'Shtei Toidais. As we saw, that is specifically talking about when extending the ear of Yerushalayim, however, B'negei Azara, they would have to use the Shiori HaMincha, and finally, U'V'Shir, and we already spoke about this part of the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav, and the Mishnah continued on Daf Yudal and Beis and stated, if you didn't follow this procedure, then the annexation is not proper and there is no additional Kedusha either to the Makom HaMikdash or to Yerushalayim. And if someone that is Tameh would go into that area that they tried to annex to the Beis HaMikdash, then they would not be chayav to bring a carbon Eil V'Yared as they weren't even the Issa of Tomas Mikdash V'Kedashav. Our Gemara begins and brings the Machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, as Itma we learned, Rav Huna Amar B'chol Eilu Tnan, and in order for one to extend the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim, then you have to follow the entire procedure that we mentioned on Mishnah, and if you leave out any of these procedures, then you would not be able to annex these areas either to the Beis HaMikdash or to Yerushalayim. However, Rav Nachman Amar Ba'achas Mikol Eilu Tnan, Rav Nachman holds that all you need is one of these items, and as long as you follow one of these procedures, then you could add on either to the Beis HaMikdash or to Yerushalayim. The Gemara now explains the basis for the machlekes is between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, as Rav Huna Omar Bekol Ilu Tnan, Kasav Kedush Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asalavai, Ve'ezu Zecha Ba'almu David, and he holds that the original Kedusha during Bayesh Rishayn did not only pertain to that period of time, but it also lasted for the Zman of Bayesheni. Really, Nehemiah and Ezra did not have to be Mekadesh to Beis HaMikdash once again, and they didn't have to be Mekadesh Yushalayim another time, even though we saw the Pasuk in Nehemiah that taught us that they were Kaddish Yushalayim another time. That was only done as a Zecher Ba'alma, but there really wasn't any requirement to do so. L'maisa, the procedure that Ezra did would not really work, as they were missing the Urim and Tumim, and they were also missing a Melech. And as Rashi states, Klema v'im Mishum Kiddush Ezra Da'avoy b'bayi sheni b'lay Melech v'lay Urim v'tumim Da'minu m'sech zyuma Chamish edvarim Chosam Migdash sheni Eish v'shchina v'arim v'urim v'tumim v'ruach ha'kaydish However, Kasava Kiddush Yushayni D'av v'shleim m'lay batla V'l'hutzuch Ezra l'kaddish Klema Shuhulay Hesif Klum Ba'erch Vereichev, Umayde Kodesh Kedachsev, Amida Shtei Toides, Lezecha Ba'alma of it. That was only done, Lezecha Ba'alma. The Gemara continues to explain the Shita of Nachman, as Rav Nachman Oma Ba'achas Mikol Elutran, that we should learn on Mishnah that all that is required in order to add to Shlaim or to the Beis HaMikdash is only one of the items that were listed in our Mishnah. It's Kasava Kedush Rishayna Kitchel Shaita Vlay Kitchel Aslavai, and Rav Nachman holds that the Kedush Rishayna that David and Shlaima added to the Beis HaMikdash as well as to Yerushalayim was only Mekudesh for that period of time and for Bayis Rishayin, but once there was the Churban HaBayis, then we lost that Kedusha, and now Ezra had to add the Kedusha back to the Beis HaMikdash and back to Yerushalayim. Ezra Kedusha Kodesh, Afagav Lehavet Urim Ritumim, and some agrees, Umelech, that Ezra still was able to be Mekadesh to Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim once again, even though he did not have the Urim Ritumim or a king, and therefore you see that there's no requirement to have all of those items that we listed, and as long as you have one of those items, it would suffice. And Ayin Ritvo points out that even though Rav Nachman holds Ba'achas Mikol Elutran, however, certainly, although in Acheris Ma'akvois, Avol Mitzvah Be'ina Kulu, Kedachsiv V'chein Tasu, as we learned in Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, Ritvo also points out, Vim Taima Va'akati Minole Disogi Ba'achas, Dav Ba'ishen Nehi Dolei Ava Urmatum of Loi Melech, Idach Kulu Habahasam, Ritvo answers V'ishleima De Kivin Da Fikte Le'vechein Tasu Mikulu, Hu Adin Afilu Ba'achas, Ayin Shom. And our Gemara continues, Esvi Rav Nachman, Rabbi asked the following question to Rav Nachman based on the Lashon of our Mishnah. As the Mishnah stated, Kol Shel Nasa B'chol Eilu, clearly the Mishnah seems to be exactly like the Shita of Rav Huna. However, the Gemara answers that in the Chanami, Rav Nachman will change this in the Mishnah itself as Tni Ba'achas Mikol Eilu, as we really said originally. And Ayin Taisis, who clearly learns that the Gemara's Teretz is that we should be Magia the Mishnah and we should be Gerus in the Mishnah, Ba'achas Mikol Eilu. And Taisis is bothered, Tema, the Madok Lagia, Kamastam Mishnayis Eshkron, the Islu Kedush La Asalabai, the Parakaman of Megillah, the Parak Bastard Zvachim, the Kedush Yushalayim, Inachra Heta. If so, Rav Nachman could just respond that Inachanami, our Mishnah is going like the Manda Oma, that Kedush Yushayna, Kitchel Asalabai, Ayin Shom. However, Ayin Ritva, that actually doesn't learn that we actually changed the gears in our Mishnah, and Rav Nachman is just explaining that we will explain the Mishnah as if it says, Kol Shalay Nasis, Be'achas Mikol Elu. Ayin Ritva, then the question of Ravah, where Rav asked, based on the Lashon HaMishnah, so the Ritva states, "Va'afagav de'inu ala Mishnah mamish nachlu oisvim mina gufa loyma the lishloy mashma kavasei that the Lashon HaMishnah is not mashma like Rav Nachman." On that, Rav Nachman answered, "Tzni ba'achas b'kol elu uche'in masha oma akasev at the tamu b'kol elu shepirushay afilu ba'achas b'kol elu kedi isu b'seif makays or the kari lasava she'in derech HaMishnah listay kach kamei mikra." Ultimately, Rav Nachman responds that although the Mishnah used the Lashon of kol shloy nas b'kol elu, we will explain it similar to the way we explained the pasuk that states the lashon b'chol ila, and even so, it only means one of them. And here also, the Mishnah only means that all we require is that you do one of these procedures. The Gemara continues, Tashma, will bring a raya from Braisa against the Shita Rav Nachman. And as we saw, Rav Nachman holds that all we require in order to annex to the Beis HaMikdash or to Yushalayim is achas b'chol ila, and it was based on the fact Rav Nachman hold that kedush rishayna kitchel shaita v'loy kitchel asalavai. The Gemara continues and brings a braisa as Abishol Emesh Shnei Bitzoyin Hoyu Bahar Mishcha Tachtoy Neval Yoyna. Abishol teaches us that in the area of the Har Mishcha, which is of course Har Zesim, there were two marshes. As Rashi explains, it was on the slope of the mountain and one was higher than the other, and therefore the upper one was called El Yoyna and the lower one was called Tachtoyna. And of course the land that's lower down on the mountain is closer to the Beis HaMikdash. The area of land that is further up on the slope of the mountain is further away from the Beis HaMikdash. And Abishol continues, Tachtoyna Skatcha b'chol elu, that the lower area on Har Zesim was already annexed to Yushalayim during the Zman of Bayis Rishayin, and therefore all the procedures mentioned in the Mishnah were done at that time, and it was an Urim Tumim, and it was a Melech, and they built a wall around that section and included it in Yushalayim. However, the area that was further away from Yushalayim and further away from the Beis HaMikdash, which was at a higher point of the slope of the mountain, that was not added in during Bayis Rishayin, and a wall was built in order to enclose it and include it in Yushalayim during Bayis Sheni, and at that point there was no Urim V'Tumim and no Melech, and therefore certainly they didn't use all the procedures mentioned on Mishnah. Ultimately, Abishol continues, Tachtoyna Shoyse Kedushasa Gemura Me'orit Nichnasin L'Sham V'Ichlin Sham Kachim Kalim Avolei Maisa Sheni V'Chaverim Ichlin Sham Kachim Kalim U'Maisa Sheni. In the lower area where was Kedusha Gemura, as the Kedusha was added properly, certainly since this area was considered a legitimate part of Yushalayim, so the Chavirim had a right to eat Kachim Kalim as well as Maisa Sheni in this area. However, the Amoritz would only eat Kachim Kalim there, but they would not eat Maisa Sheni in that area, and although they really could have eaten Maisa Sheni in that area, they wouldn't do so. Rashi explains, V'yesh l'farish, the Amoritz have a frish Maisa's, a Yuzuizim lasses by Mitzvah Amuvcha, they wanted to make sure to do Maisa Sheni as properly as possible, and they would machma on themselves, L'fisha Yushayim and Joshua, Aser b'shvil shetis aser, as some state Aser b'shvil shetis asher, by Yitzchak Zvadis asisi kachash shetivisani. That first of all, they knew that Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that if someone gives ma'isa, they will ultimately be able to give ma'isa again, or they will become wealthy. And they also knew that in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, they will have to say vidu ma'isa, as the pasuk states in Pashki Savoy asisi kachash shetivisani. And when the Meturgman explained the Torah and explained the pasuk in Pashki Shu'ei that stated v'chatul fnei Hashem al kecha. They understood that it had to be eaten lefnei Hashem lekecha and as close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu as possible. And lekecha nichnasin atech chaymis yishlayim apnimis kaim lefnei Hashem lekecha. Therefore, in order to eat ma'isa sheni, they would make sure to be in the area of the chaymis with the original walls of Yishlayim prior to any annexation. However, b'negei kachim they weren't machmer; they would even eat it in that area, and certainly that wasn't a problem either, as the ma'isa that was already annexed properly to Yushalayim. And Abishol continues, El Yoyin Ishlei Hoyse Kedushasa Gemura Ami Oretz Hoyin Echnasim Sham V'Ichlin Sham Kachim Kalim Avaloi Maisa Sheni V'Chavirim Ein Ichlin Sham Loi Kachim Kalim V'Loi Maisa Sheni. In the area that was annexed during Bayis Sheni and the Kedusha wasn't done properly, the Chavirim certainly would not eat Maisa Sheni in that area and certainly would not eat Kachim in that area, as they understood that even though it was in the walls of the city of Yushalayim, but it really did not have Kedusha Yushalayim, and therefore they weren't able to eat Maisa Sheni or Kachim Kalim. However, although as we explained, the Amoritz would be careful b'negei Maisa Sheni and they wouldn't eat in that area, but Kachim Kalim they would eat in that area. As Rashi explains, Al b'Kachim lo yom matrichin atzbon, but b'negei Kachim there was no school involved and therefore they weren't matrich themselves. V'ich l'aislam l'ftim mechay mechitzena k'she'im moitzim achsani b'ftim u'sha'im u'lem, and when people tell them zu kedusha v'zu eina kedusha, that really it is not properly annexed and therefore it doesn't have kedusha shlayim, lo Yishayim Lanu, they wouldn't listen. L'fishayim Zuchayim V'Zuchayim Mali Tachtayna Mali Alayna. And what is the difference between the lower area and the upper area? And certainly, as we explained, there definitely was a difference. L'maisa the Amei Eretz weren't careful. The Brisa continues in Pnei Matloi Kedju. Why is it that the upper area wasn't considered Kadosh if l'maisa they went through some sort of procedure in order to be Mekadosh it, and they made a wall around that area? She'im Yisif Al Ir Val Azaris El B'Mel F'Navi V'Urim V'Tumim V'Sanhedrin Shel Ayin Aleph U'V'Shtei Teizu V'Shir. And since during Bayesheni they were missing the Urim V'Tumim as well as the Melech, therefore it was impossible to annex any additional area to Yerushalayim. That area was really not considered part of Yerushalayim, and clearly from this part of the Brisa we already see against Rav Nachman, as we see that in order to be Mekadosh and annex any additional part to Yerushalayim, there's a requirement to add the Kedusha B'chol Eglu, and it's not enough to be Niskadosh B'achas Mikol Eglu. Before the Gemara responds to this Raya against Rav Nachman, Gemara continues and finishes off the Brisa, as the Brisa continues V'lom Kachu, and the Gemara now asks, what is the Brisa asking L'om Kachu? Why would they Mekadosh this area? Ha'amrit Le'Kachu, if we just stated that it wasn't Mekudosh, as it was impossible to be Mekadosh this area. And the Gemara explains that the Brisa is asking L'om Mechdisu, why is it that they annexed this area if L'maisa wasn't part of Yishlayim and didn't receive any Kedusha of Yishlayim, and why would they make walls around this area? The Gemara responds, that since this area was on a high point on the mountain, and as we know, Harizesim is right next to Yishlayim and right next to the Beis HaMikdash, therefore they were concerned that the enemies would come and take over this area and would have an advantage over the people of Yishlayim and would be able to capture Yishlayim much easier. Therefore, although by placing a wall around this area didn't really include this area in the Kedusha of Yishlayim, however, they did this as a protective measure and as a defensive mechanism in order to protect Yishlayim. That even though it's true that there was a purpose to make this wall, but the maisa would be bolide takola, and as we saw that the Amoratsim would actually eat kachim kalim in this area, which of course was not allowed, as this is not part of Yishlayim. And Taisa explains that even so, hichnisu, they still put it into Yishlayim, and they made a wall around this area. That since people will feel that this area has kedusha, therefore, if there will ever be a war and there will be people trying to take over this area, there will be Moisa Atzmam on this area, and they will fight even better. The Gemara now continues that we just brought a riot from this Brisa, that the only way to add on to Yishlayim is only by following all of the procedures that we mentioned in our Mishnah, and if so, it's Shver and Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman stated, Tni ba'achas mikol elu. The Gemara answers, Tanoyi, that in a chanami, this machlekes Tanoyim, as the previous Brisa holds, that Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita, Vikitchel Laslavai, and therefore, in the time of Ezra, they didn't have to once again be Mekadosh Yerushalayim and be Mekadosh to Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we can't learn any din from the Pesukim in Nehemiah, as the Maisa that was done, L'Zecher Ba'alma, based on the Pasuk of Mechin Tasu, we learned that all these procedures have to be done in the Deiris. However, as we previously explained, Rav Nachman holds that Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita, V'loy Kitchel Asalavai, and therefore, Ezra had to be Mekadosh to Beis HaMikdash once again. And certainly, there was no Urim V'Tumim and no Melech, and therefore, we see that we don't require all of these procedures. L'maisa, we find a man the Amar that holds that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita V'loy Kitchel Aslavai. Therefore, you can't ask a question on Rav Nachman for the previous Brisa. And as our Gemara continued, the Tan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Idyos, Amar Beleza Shemati Kishayi Boinim Behechel Also Kleim Lehechel V'Kleim Lazaris El Shbehechel Boinim Mechutz Uvazaris Boinim Mefnim. The Mishnah Masechet Idyos told us that Rav Beleza stated that I heard that when Ezra was building the Bayis Sheni and they were building the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim, initially they erected curtains around the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim as well as around the Azaris. However, there was a small difference between the curtains that they made around the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim and the curtains that they made around the circumference of the Azaris. They made sure that the curtains that they erected around the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim were actually indented a little bit into the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, and this way, when the workers were building the actual physical wall, they were able to build it outside of the curtains and they wouldn't have to walk into the Kodesh or Kodesh Kedoshim. However, the curtains that they surrounded the Azaris with, they actually hung those curtains right outside of the area where the physical walls would actually be built and will actually end. That was because it was possible for the workers that were building the actual walls to stand inside the Azara and build them from within the Azara, and therefore they made the Kloyim outside of that area. And the Gemara's Havmin is that Reb Leza holds that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita V'loy Kitchel Aslavai, and therefore when Ezra came from Bavel and was starting to build the Beis HaMikdash, the only way that they would be able to start bringing Karbanos, only if they erected the temporary structure, and they put up curtains in the area of the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, as well as the Azara, and once they did so, they would be able to be Mekadesh that area once again, based on the procedures that were available to them at that point. And as we know, they didn't have an Urva Tumim, and they didn't have a Melech. Ayin Rashi in Maseches Megillah that explains that Rabbi Elazar's boy claim Sava Loy Kitchel La'Acha Churban Lefikach Piersu Claim B'Mokim Binyan V'Chazav Kitchu B'Toydus of Ashir. The reason why they also had to make claim around Azara is because this is halacha that you have to shecht a carbon Pesach Oil Moed, and therefore they want to make sure that there was a door and an opening Pesach Oil Moed. And Lefizeh Reb Nachman could hold like Rabbi Elazar that Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Loy Kitchel La'Slavei. The Mishnah Maseches Idyas continues and brings the sheet to Rabbi Shua that Am Rabbi Shua Shemati Shemakriven Afal Pishim Bayis, that I've heard that you were able to be makriv even though there was no Beis HaMikdash and there was no need to actually set up curtains at the time that Ezra came back to Yerushalayim, and even so they were able to bring karbonos. And as Rabbi Shua continues, Eichlin Kachi Kachim Afal Pishim Klayim and Kachim Kalam Aisasheni Afal Pishim Klayim, and they were able to eat Kachim Kachim even though there were no curtains, and they were able to eat Kachim Kalam and Aisasheni in Yerushalayim even if there was no wall surrounding Yerushalayim. And there was no requirement to once again be Mekadesh Yerushalayim or to be Mekadesh to be Semigdash or the Azares. And it would seem that Rabbi Shua is coming to be Chiluk Rabbi Elazar, whereas Rabbi Elazar holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Aslavai. Rabbi Shua responds, I hold that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Aslavai, and therefore Rabbi Nachman cannot hold like Rabbi Shua. It must be that he holds like Rabbi Elazar. And as the Gemara states, Lab Mechlal, the Rabbi Elazar Sava L'Kitchel Aslavai, as we explained, Rabbi Nachman holds like Rabbi Elazar that Loi Kitchel Aslavai, therefore Ezra had to be Mekadesh to base Hamikdash once again, and Lamaise he was able to do so even though he didn't have an Urim Tumim and there was no Melech, and therefore we see that it's Ba'achas Mikol Eilu and not Bichol Eilu. However, the Gemara continues, Omle Ravina Ravashi, the Ravina states to Ravashi, Mimai, how do you know that you could bring a riot or a Beleza holds that Kedush Rishayin is Kitchel Shaita of Loi Kitchel Aslavai, Dilma de Kuli Alma Kedush Rishayin Kitchel Shaita of Kitchel Aslavai, as potentially we could explain that even Rabbi Elazar agrees that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita of the Kitchel Aslavai, Umar Maidishmile Kama, Umar Maidishmile Kama, and since the Mishnayas and Masechtas Idias are just testimonies of what different Mandarim told us, therefore it could be that Rabbi Shua was not responding directly to Rabbi Elazar, but each one was giving testimony as to what they heard about Yerushalayim at the time of Ezra. Rabbi Elazar heard that although Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Aslavai, and therefore there really wasn't any requirement to make curtains in order to bring Kabanais, as Lamaisa the Kedusha was still there. However, Lamaisa at the time of Ezra, they did make curtains, and the Gemara will explain why they needed these curtains. However, Rabbi Shua stated that I heard that the Metzias was that at the time of Ezra, they didn't put up any curtains, and the Gemara asked, V'chitema claim Rabbi Elazar lovely, if we hold that even Rabbi Elazar agrees that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Aslavai, so why would they have to put up curtains if the Kedusha of the Makam HaMikdash was still there, and as long as they knew exactly where the Makam HaMizbech was, even without curtains, they would be able to bring kabanos. The Gemara answers that in order to bring kabanos, there was no requirement to have curtains. However, they did so, Litznusu Ba'alma, as it wouldn't be proper to have the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, as well as the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, be exposed that anyone could see the Avodah of the Kriyanim and see into the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Gemara now continues that we originally brought a question on Rav Nachman from the member of Abishal, where we saw that there's a requirement to have all these Avodahs done in order to be Mekadesh, in order to annex any new area into Yerushalayim, and the Gemara responded that in a Chanami, Rav Nachman would argue on Abishal, as Rav Nachman holds that Kedusha Rishayna is like Kitchel Aslavai. The Gemara is still trying to find a Tana that holds that Kedusha Rishayna is like Kitchel Aslavai. The Gemara continues, Elahayin Tanoi, that we have a Machlekes Tanoim, we will see that one Tana holds that Kedusha Rishayna is like Kitchel Aslavai, even though we already saw that certainly Rabbi Shua and potentially Rabbi Elazar both hold that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Aslavai. However, the Gemara will still try to bring two Tanoim, where one Tana will hold that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Aslavai, and one Tana will hold that like Kitchel Aslavai. Rav Nachman will hold like the Tana that holds Kedusha Rishayna is like Kitchel Aslavai. And as the Gemara continued, the Tanyan, as we learned to the Braisa, this Braisa is coming to explain a Mishnah in the last parak of Maseches Erchin that teaches regarding the Dinim of Bat Eri Chayma, that those cities had to be Mukav Chayma and Maisa Shur Benon. The Mishnah brings eight examples of cities that are considered Mukav Chayma and Maisa Shur Benon, and as the Mishnah states, Kagoyin, Katsra Yishana Shal Supayim, the Chakrish Shal Gush Cholov, the Yedefes Hayishana, the Gamla, the Gadud, the Chadid, the Oino, the Yushlaim, the Chen Kiyetzaben. As we will see, the Tanoim are bothered. Why does this Mishnah only list 8 cities? Certainly there were many more cities that were Mukav Chaim and Moshe Shul Benon. In regard to this question, the Gemara brings the Shita Rabbi Shmuel Brabesi, as Om Rabbi Shmuel Brabesi, Lom Manuch HaChom Maseilu, that why the Chom in the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin only list these 8 cities? Shech Sha'ol B'nei HaGoyla Matzu Ilu V'Kitchum, as when the B'nei HaGoyla came up to Eretz Yisrael, they found these cities, and they were Mekadosh these cities. Avu Shoynes Batlu Mishabat La'aretz. However, since they were not Mekadosh to other cities, therefore their Kedusha was already Batl. And the Gemara states, Alma Kasava Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaitav Loi Kitchel Aslavai. Therefore, we see that Rabbi Shmuel Rabesi is the Shita that hold that Loi Kitchel Aslavai, and Rabbi Nachman would hold like Rabbi Shmuel Rabesi. Gemara now continues and asks the Stira on Rabbi Shmuel Rabesi that how can you tell me that Rabbi Shmuel Rabesi holds Loi Kitchel Aslavai if we will see another Brisa where Rabbi Shmuel Rabesi seems to hold that's Kitchel Aslavai. Once again, this Brisa is trying to explain the Mishnah in the last parak of Masechtas Erechin, and the Brisa states, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabesi, V'chi'ilu Bilvad Havu, were there only 8 cities that were already Chayma Mimaisi Shul Benon, Balik Vanema, but we already have a Pasuk in Dvarim that teaches us, Shishim Ir, Kol Chevel Agro Mamlechas Oib Bashan, Kol Eila Arim Betuiz Chayma Gavoyu, Dolosayim Briach Levad Me'ori HaProzi Habim Oid. We see just in Eva Yadin, there were 60 cities that were Mukav Chayma Mimaisi Shul Benon, Lalam Manu Chacham Meseilu. So why is it that Chum in the Mishnah only lists these 9 cities? Shech Sha'ol B'nei HaGoyla Matzu Eila V'Kitchum, that when B'nei HaGoyla came up to Eretz Yisrael, they found these cities and they were Mekadosh these cities. And keep in mind that in a moment we will continue learning the Braisa, and at the end of the Braisa clearly states that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi holds that Kedusha Rishoyna is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel Aslavai. Therefore, there was really no need to be Mekadosh these cities once again. And therefore, Agamur interrupts the Braisa and asks, Kitchum Hashta Harminal Kamon Delay Tzricha L'Kedusha. How can you say that they only Mekadosh these 8 cities and it was done at this point if there's really no reason to be Mekadosh any cities as Kedusha Rishoyna is Kitchel L'Shaita Ula Asad Lavai? Therefore, the Gemara explains Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi meant to say, Alam Matzu Ilu Umanam, when the Chachamim came up to Eretz Yisrael, they found these cities and they passed by these cities and therefore they counted these cities. But in the Chanami, there were many more cities that were not counted and certainly were considered Batei Ari Chayma as they had a Chayma in Mois Yeshua Benun. As the Braisa continues, Vole Ilu Bilvad, not only were these 8 cities considered Batei Ari Chayma, El Kol Shetal Biotcham Yisrius Ma Visecha, Shem Kofis Chayma Mois Yeshua Benun, Kol Mitzvus Ilu Na Hegesba, Mepleish Yekadush Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asalavai, as long as we have a Kabbalah that is a city that has a wall since the time of Yeshua Benun, then certainly it would have the dinim of Ari Chayma, but again, all mitzvahs that require to have a Chayma Mois Yeshua Benun. The reason is because Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi holds that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asalavai, and L'chayr, that's a stira to the first Braisa where we saw Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi holds Kedusha Rishayna is like Kitchel Asalavai, and as the Gemara now is, Kasher Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi at Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi, and the Gemara brings two terutzim, Ibais Ima Tretanoya Libid Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi, either there are two mandarmim that have machlekes as to the Shita Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi. Clearly we find that there's machlekes tanayim if we hold Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Asalavai or like Kitchel Asalavai, and Rabbi Nachman would hold like the man Amad that like Kitchel Asalavai, and Ibais Ima Chadim Nai Rabbi Lezer Basi Amra, that in the Chanami will change one of the man Amrim, and instead of that man Amad being Rabbi Shmuel Bar Basi, that man Amad is Rabbi Lezer Basi, even though we don't find a Braisa which specifically teaches us as to what Rabbi Lezer Bar Basi holds, Benegeda Shaila, if Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Asalavai or like Kitchel Asalavai, but we do find that Rabbi Lezer Bar Basi does discuss the dinim of Batei Ari Chayma, and therefore it's quite possible that one of these two Braises is going like the Shita Rabbi Lezer Bar Basi, Rabbi Nachman would hold like the Tan of the first Braisa that teaches us that Kedusha Rishayna is like Kitchel Asalavai, and the Gemara continues the Tanya, and we find Rabbi Lezer Bar Basi actually discusses the dinim of Batei Ari Chayma, as Rabbi Lezer Bar Basi Omer that when the Pasuk in Pasuk Bahar states Ashaloi Chayma, and it's written as Lamed Aleph, and the Kri is of course Lamed Vav, as the Pasuk is telling us that the city has to have a wall. However, we make a drasha Afal Pisha Inli Achshav V'Hoylei Chaymon Chayin, that even if it doesn't have a wall at this time, but originally had a wall at the time of Yeshua Benun, then we would consider it as if it's an era that had a wall Mimais Yeshua Benun, and therefore the Din of Batei Ari Chayma would apply. Nain Rashi, then when our Gemara stated Kol Mitzvus Elu, Rashi explained Mitzvus Batei Ari Chayma V'Shiluach B'tzurayim V'Shein Oisim Agushayim Sada, and Rashi Maseches Megillah adds in that this would also be relevant to the Din that Mekafes Chayim Mimais Yeshua Benun read Megillah on Tezvav Adar Ayin Bach and Ois Aleph Nichter B'tzidei Uchashem Shel In Chayma Kach Hu Adin Le'in Yekedusha Gam Kain Afal Pish Le Kitcha Achshav Rak Kedum Lechein Kitcha Gam Lo Asad Lavoi Ayin Sham. And we continue on Daf Tezayim Rebeis, and the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us, Nitnu Azara v'Nelum Menatumah, that even if someone becomes Tameh while they're in the Azara, the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav would still apply, and there's a potential to bring a carbon oil of the Yared. And the Mishnah explained that the only time that this din would apply is only if a person became Tameh and then he stayed in the Azara for a specific amount of time, and either he stayed in the Azara and he actually bowed down in the Azara, or he stayed in the Azara for the amount of time that it will take him to bow down in the Azara, or instead of him leaving through the shortest route, he left the Azara but he used the longer route. As Rashi explained, that all these dinim are based on Halacha L'Mishnah Sinai. The Mishnah teaches us that in all those cases, he would be over on the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav. Tesis on the top of the Amud is bothered. Tema my like Tani Shtaim Shein Sheish Tumas Tzuchin and Krab Gemara L'Tumas Shabifnim. That L'Chiri we now find that there's actually six various Yedias HaTumah, as we will see that the Gemara will bring a pasuk in order to teach us that even if someone becomes Tummy in the Beis HaMikdash, that there's still an Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav. Tesis answers V'yesh Leimad Demastisin Le'ayri Ela B'Tumas Shabichutz. And our Mishnah is only discussing those Tumas that occur outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Our Mishnah stated Shtayim Shein Abba is not counting Tumas Shabifnim. Our Gemara begins Tumas Bazar Minolon, and Rashi explains Mishnitma Bazar Minolon Mechayiv, that how do we know that someone that became Tummy in the Azara would be Chayiv? Halei Karina V'lei Tumas Machneim Shekvatime, as Lemaisa he was already Mitami the Beis HaMikdash. Keep in mind that although we stated that the Zaloch Lamish Mesinai benegated the din of Shehiyah, if so, it would seem to be clear that the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav even applies if someone becomes Tummy while they're in the Beis HaMikdash. However, I in the second taste of Amid who points out Mehod Gamir Lekaman Shir Shehiyah Loi Sheminin Loi Malkus Loi Karis, that we don't see from there that he would be Chayiv Malkus or Karis to have Minin Yisruv Almuhudeka, possibly in a case where someone became Tummy while in the Beis HaMikdash, although certainly it would be also to stay there. If they remain there, they would be Oivan the Issa Deraisa. However, how do we know that you're Chayiv Malkus or that you would be Chayiv Karis? And by extension, how would we know that you're Chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared? The Gemara explains, Amar Abulaza, Kasav Echraime, Es Mishkar Hashem Timei, Kasav Echraime, Kis Mikdash Hashem Timei. And we have two psukim in Pashas Chukas, which both speak about Tumas Mikdash. As in Perak Yutes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk states, Or in the Gei Abimeis, Ben Nefesh Ha'adam, Asher Yomos, V'lei Yischata, Es Mishkar Hashem Timei, Benichus HaNefesh Ha'im Yisrael, Ki May Nid Le'zerik Alav, Tamei Yeh, Oy Tu Masa Vai. And then Pasuk Chav, the Pasuk states, V'ish Asher Yitma, V'lei Yischata, Benichus HaNefesh Ha'im Yitoich HaKol, Ki Es Mikdash Hashem Timei, May Nid Le'zerik Alav, Tamei Hu. And certainly it's an extra Pasuk, and I'm Eina Inu L'Tumah Shebechutz, Tanehu Inu L'Tumah Shebefnim. And since we don't need that second Pasuk in order to teach us regarding someone that became Tamei while he was outside the Beis HaMikdash, therefore the Pasuk is teaching us that even if someone became Tamei while they were in the Beis HaMikdash and they waited the Kshir of Shi'iyah, that it would still be Chayiv Karis. By extension, there would be a Chiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared. Gemara now continues, V'kroi Miyasri, the whole Makar is based on the fact that the second Pasuk is extra, a Mitzvah Tzrichi, that we do need both of these Pesukim, as each Pasuk states a different word. The first Pasuk states, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, and the second Pasuk states, Kes Mikdash Hashem Timei. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Lezer Oimeh, Emnem Mishkan, Lomenem Mikdash, Vimnem Mikdash, Lomenem Mishkan, that if we state the first Pasuk, then why do we need the second Pasuk? If we have the second Pasuk, then why do we need the first Pasuk? And Rabbi Lezer explains, Ilu Nem Mishkan, Vle Nem Mikdash, Hayisi Oimeh, Al Mishkan Yechayiv, Shrei Mashuch B'Shem and Mishcha, Thal Mikdash Lo Yechayiv, that one would have thought that the Torah would only mention that his Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, one is Mitami the Mishkan, so maybe that's because the Mishkan was Mashuach B'Shem and Mishcha, but the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav would not apply to the Beis HaMikdash itself, Vim Nem Mikdash V'Lei Nem Mishkan, and if we have the second Pasuk and not the first Pasuk, Hayisi Imel Mikdash Yechayiv, Shrei Kedushas Kedushas Haylam, that one would only be Chayiv on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav if he goes into Beis HaMikdash when he's Tamei, because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is Kedushas Haylam, however, Val Mishkan Lo Yechayiv, but one would not be Chayiv for Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav if someone goes into the Mishkan while he is Tabei, Lekach Nema Mishkan, Lekach Nema Mikdash. Therefore, we need both of these Pesukim, and neither Pasuk is extra. Therefore, how can you learn from this Pasuk that there's a Chiyuv Karis for someone that became Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara explains, Rabbi Elazar Hachik Kashlei, that Rabbi Elazar wasn't asking as to why we need both of the Pesukim. He was asking a different question, as Mechte Mishkan Ikri Mikdash, or Mikdash Ikri Mishkan, that as we will see later, that the words Mishkan and Mikdash are interchangeable, and if so, Nichtav Oyidi V'Idi Mikdash, Oyidi V'Idi Mishkan, and therefore, let both psukim speak about Mikdash, let both psukim speak about Mishkan. Just by the fact that we have two psukim, we'll be able to understand that this din applies both by the Beis HaMikdash as well as to the Mishkan. Mishkan or Mikdash Lamli, and why is it that the Torah changes the word? In the first pasuk, we use the Lashon of Mishkan, and the second pasuk, we use the Lashon of Mikdash. Shema Minot Hati. Therefore, we could learn both drushes. And number one, we learned that this din applies both to the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Number two, by the fact that we have a second pasuk, you also learn even if someone comes to the Beis Mikdash while they're tamei and they have the proper man of shiur, then they'd be chayiv kares and be chayiv a carbon oil of yared. The Gemara now continues Bishleim Mikdash Shikri Mishkan, that we do find that the Beis Mikdash is called Mishkan. Seven, as the pasuk in Parshas B'chayseh states, "V'nesati Mishkani b'seichem v'lei sigal nafshi eschem." Since the Mishkan was already built, so when the Torah tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu will place a Mishkan within our midst, it must not be speaking about the Mishkan, and it must be speaking about the future Beis Mikdash. Well, the Mishkan, the Ikri Mikdash Minolan, that how do we know that the Mishkan was called the Mikdash? Ilim midachsiv, and if you will say it's from the pasuk in Parshas B'chayseh that states, "V'nosu akhasim noisam Mikdash v'akimas a Mishkan ad boyam." Certainly, the Kohasim were carrying the Mishkan and not the Beis Mikdash, and we see that the Mishkan is called Mikdash. However, the Gemara explains that that is not a raya, as a huba oringsiv, as that word Mikdash is not referring to the Mishkan, and actually refers to those kelim which the Kohasim would carry, which were more kodesh than others. And as Rashi states, shehoyu kohasim noisin sa'arin v'ashulchan v'minoyer v'mizbechais shein dvarim v'mukdashim. And Rashi in Masechtas Erevin seems to say that it is specifically talking about the arin, as he states, shehu maaser b'nei kos v'ashem shehu kodesh mishar maaseis karu Mikdash. The Gemara continues, elamei hacha, that we know that the Mishkan is also called Mikdash from the pasuk in Parshas Truma that states, v'asulu Mikdash v'shechanti b'seicham. Even though one may say that this tzivui is to eventually build a base of Mikdash, or b'ksiv, the next pasuk states, k'chol sheni mar ischa is tavdus ha-mishkan v'stavdus kol kelev v'chein tasu. And therefore we see that when the pasuk states, v'asulu Mikdash, is referring to the Mishkan. And keep in mind that Rebbe Lezer previously taught us, if the Torah would only state Mikdash, then we would not know that the issur would apply to the Mishkan, since the base of Mikdash is k'dushase k'dushas olam. And Rashi explains, she'in achrea hata bamais, certainly this would only be l'fidam and amah, that k'dusha rishayin is k'chil shaita v'k'chil asalavai. And Tesis, who asks questions, are the pshat of Rashi, and therefore Tesis explains, v'yesh l'farish k'dushas olam, she'richu b'k'dusha yaisa, that he had extended k'dusha. As we know that the longest period that the Mishkan stayed in one spot was by Mishkan Shiloh, was 369 years, and meanwhile the Bayis Rishon was 410 years, and the Bayis Sheni was 420 years, and that's what it means by k'dusha se k'dushas olam. And Tesis continues, inami l'fishein roi lachsev l'kadish ala b'isim mokon kar le'kedushas olam, that the Beis Mikdash had to be rebuilt in the exact same spot, therefore it's called kedushas olam, as opposed to the Mishkan, which was portable and was reconstructed in multiple locations. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that based on halacha l'mishmei Sinai, if someone became tamei in the Beis Mikdash and he was shoya in the Beis Mikdash, then he'll be chayev kares. Our Mishnah taught us that there are three possible shiurim: number one, if he bowed in the Beis Mikdash; number two, if he waited the shiur v'shtachava; number three, if he left the Beis HaMikdash derech Arucha instead of derech Katzara. And keep in mind that since the Mishnah spoke about a Shtachavaya or Shal Kadei Shtachavaya, so it's mashma that these are two separate shiurim. It seems that the shiur Shtachavaya is a smaller shiur and a smaller amount of time than the shiur Shal Kadei Shtachavaya. Therefore, our Gemara begins, Amar Rava, that Rava explains, Leishanu Elisha Shtachava Klapri Pnim, that the only time that we stated that if someone bows down in the Beis HaMikdash, it's considered a Shehiya and you'd be Chayiv, that is only if he bowed down towards the west, as that is a proper shtachavaya. However, lav l'shtachav klapi chutz shoyin le'shaloi. But if someone bowed down in the same manner, but he bowed down towards the east, then that's not considered shtachavaya at all. And therefore, the only way he'll be chayiv is only if he was shah. But if he wasn't shah k'dei shtachavaya, then he would not be chayiv. And ayin Rashi le'shanu l'shtachavaya koldu afil le'shah ba k'dei shtachavaya chayiv el shtachav klapi plim l'tzad ma'ir avishtach l'klapi chutz l'mizrach einzu shtachavaya v'yishah k'dei shtachavaya mechayiv mishmashia. We explain this memory of Rava based on Rashi, and Ayin Radbo brings from the Rimigash, Kivin Shahoyle Lossum Ponov Klape Chutz Lotzes, Vihikse Ponov Klape Plim, Vishtachava, Aval Pishon and Sesatmoi, even though he made a Shtachavoya that was quicker, he pushed himself to quickly bow, Viloy Shah, and he didn't have a true Shir Shia, Chayiv, he would still be Chayiv, Aval Shtachva Klape Chutz, Derek Yitziasa, Kivin Shle Shah Klum Potter, but if while he was walking towards the exit of Beis HaMikdash, he bowed down while he was walking, in that case, the only way to be chayiv is only if he was shah k'dei shtachavaya. Gemara continues, ikud amasin la seifa, that some learned the member of Rava regarding the seifa. Really, there was no chiluk between the first lashon and the second lashon. The only question is, do we make a diak from the perspective of the reisha or from the perspective of the seifa? And the Gemara explains that the seifa of the Mishnah stated, oishishah b'chdei shtachavaya, since the Mishnah already mentioned that there is a concept of shtachavaya, mechlal the shtachavaya gufa b'yishia, and therefore it's mashma that even when someone bows down, that there is some sort of shi'ir that's involved. And if so, why does the Mishnah have to state two cases of Ishtachavoya and Shah Bechdei Ishtachavoya? What is the chil between these two Shiurim? And on that, Rav explained, like Shano, Sheshtachva Klapichotz, that the only time that we stated that the Shiur of Shah Bechdei Ishtachva is only when he bowed down towards the east, which is not towards the Kodesh or Kodesh Kedoshim. Therefore, you had to have a longer Shiur of a Klapichplim, but if you would actually bow down towards the west, and since he did a proper Ishtachavoya, as Rashi learned, Afagav Shah, even if he didn't wait for a long period of time, and he waited less than the standard shear of Ishtachavoya, then we would still consider that he was Oivan des Issa, Bahachi Kamar, and this is how to understand the Mishnah. Hishtachva Klapifim, Reuven became Tomei, and then he bowed slightly towards the west, and as Rashi states, Kaldu, Oishishah, Kedei Ishtachava, Bahacha Ishtachava, the Klapichotz, or he waited the shear that if he would have made Ishtachava, even while he was walking towards the outside, which requires a longer Ishtachavoya, and in either case, he would be Chayiv. And the Gemara now is, Hechidomi Ishtachavod the Ispashia, Hechidomi Ishtachavod the Lespashia, that what is the difference between the Ishtachavod the Resha and the Ishtachavod the Sefer? The Gemara explains, the Lespashia Zukriya Ba'almahi, that's referring to someone that just bows down on their knees, they didn't do a complete Pishiyadayim Veraglayim, the Ispashia Pishiyadayim Veraglayim, and when we speak about Ishtachavod, that there is a Shia, that's referring to the amount of time that would take to bow down and have complete Pishiyadayim Veraglayim. And the Gemara continues and asks, Kamashir Shia, and what is Lemaisa the Shir for delaying and not walking out of the Beis Hamikdash immediately? And the Gemara explains, Pligibar Abitsu Banachmani Vichadi Mei, Umani Rav Shimon Pazi, Amrilon, some say Rav Shimon Pazi Vichadi Mei, Umani Rav Yitzchak Banachmani, Amrilon, some say that was in Rav Yitzchak Banachmani that was together with Rav Shimon Pazi, but was Rav Shmuel Banachmani that was together with Rav Shimon Pazi, and Chad Amma commemorate Psuka, and one says that the Shir is the amount of time it takes someone to read the following Pasuk, and as the Rambam states in Pirish Mishnayis, Kadesh Shikra Adam Zamikra Biyushav Loibe Mehuris Voloibe Arichos. The Pasuk is referring to the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis that states, Vichobene Yisrael Royim Biradus Ha'esh Achved Hashem Alabayas, Vayukru Apayim Arts Alaritzba, Vayishtachavu Vahoydus Lashem Kitayv Kilaylam Chastai. It's the Shir of this entire Pasuk, Vichad Oma Kimivichru Lusefa. One says that the Shir is not from the beginning of the Pasuk to the end of the Pasuk, but from the words in the Pasuk that states, Vayukru Apayim Arts Alaritzba, Vayishtachavu Vahoydus Lashem. Gemara continues, Tanar Abadon, we learned the Braisa, Kida Alapayim, when we speak about Kida, refers to a special type of bowing where someone would balance themselves on their thumbs and they would touch their face to the ground. We have a Pasuk in Malachim Aleph that states, Vatikoy Basheva Payim Eretz, and we see that a face touched the ground. The Pasuk refers to this, Beloshim Kida, and as we know, the Gemara tells us, Levi Achve Kida, and he became lame. Braisa continues, Kriya Al Bekayim, that when the Torah speaks about Kriya, it's referring to someone that bows down on their knees, v'cheinu oimer, and as the pasuk of Malachim Aleph states, mechrei al birkov. Finally, yishtachavoya zu pishi yadayim v'glayim. When the Torah speaks about yishtachavoya, it refers to someone that spreads themselves out on the ground and they spread their hands and their feet on the ground, v'cheinu oimer. And as the pasuk states, b'negei Yosef and his dream that Yaakov responded, havoy novoy ani v'imcha v'achecha l'shtachavis l'cha arza. And clearly, from this pasuk in Pashav Yeshev, we see that the lashon yishtachavoya refers to someone that's completely spread out on the ground, and I and the Meretzchias who's bothered, and we find that the Torah uses the Lashon L'shtachvis L'cha Arza other places, and even before this Pasuk. Why did the Gemara specifically choose this Pasuk that stated B'digei Yaakov in Pashas Vayeshev? He explains that since when Yosef told over his dream, he just used the Lashon L'shtachavoya, and he didn't say anything about bowing down on the ground. Even so, when Yaakov responded, he stated L'shtachvis L'cha Arza. And how did Yaakov Avinu know that they would completely bow down on the ground to Yosef? And it must be that Stam Ashtachavoya is Ashtachavo Lecha Arza, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Bam Tesis, Kid Alapayim, Tame Ashtachavo Namish Khan Alapayim, the Chsiv, the Pasuk in Pasha Vayichi states, by Yotzi Yosef Isom in Birka, by Ashtachavo Lapov Arza. We also find a Pasuk, Apayim Eret Ashtachavo Lecha, by Yikud Ashtachavo Lapov, and his answer is Vishlema, the Megumar Islam Kid Alapayim, that's based on a Kabbalah that we know the word Kida refers to this type of bowing, Umaisi the Eshkanami Bikrahi, and we're just bringing a Smachta from the Pasuk, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.